Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In 2009, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rendered its decision in the case of Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church v. Unsworth, and in doing so, the court gave our side one of the most sweeping religious freedom victories ever handed down by that court. The case grew out of a complaint filed with the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices that sought to force a church to file as an independent political ballot committee simply for speaking out in favor of CI 96, Montana's constitutional amendment to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. At issue was the church's First Amendment right to speak freely on an issue seen by it to be of vital religious significance. In his concurring opinion, Judge John Noonan stated, quote, "One lesson of history is that small incursions on freedom are to be resisted lest they grow greater," end quote. Now, 10 years later, we're doing just that. Threats to religious liberty and free speech are just as prevalent today as they were in 2009. Case in point, yesterday, the Senate State Administration Committee heard Senate Bill 105, what we're calling the Lobbyist Sensitivity Training Bill. In essence, the bill, sponsored by Bozeman Senator J.P. Pomenchowski, would deny a license to lobby to anyone who failed to take anti-discrimination training prior to the start of a legislative session. The bill regulated how a lobbyist could speak, the contractual arrangement between a lobbyist and their employer, the fact that they were not allowed to discriminate based on things such as sexual orientation, gender identity, or genetic information, whatever that means. The list was so all-encompassing that it included a myriad of items that occur nowhere else in state law. The bill was the product of a working group that met for a year and a half, and the lead proponent was none other than the Commissioner of Political Practices himself. He said how great and necessary it was for lobbyists to be held to the same standards as legislators. The problem is, the Senate stripped all of the protected classes out of their rules just last week. The commissioner was joined by several left-leaning groups who parroted his talking points. Opponent testimony began with Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Anita Milanovich, herself a First Amendment and election law attorney, reciting a litany of ways that the proposed bill was patently unconstitutional. She reminded the committee that the U.S. Constitution guarantees citizens the right to speak to their government for the redress of grievances without having to jump through hoops to do so. She listed at least 10 ways that the bill was unconstitutional and probably could have listed more. She was immediately followed by a long line of additional opponents, all claiming the bill was an unconstitutional solution in search of a non-existent problem. When testimony concluded, the bill sponsor rose to make her closing remarks and appeared shell-shocked. Her bill, the product of a year and a half's work, had just been eviscerated in less than half an hour. And for good reason. As Judge Noonan said, small incursions on freedom must be resisted lest they grow greater. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.